where did the inspiration for this film come from?
Yeah, it came from a lot of different places. I had just turned 30 when I started writing it, and it was kind of at a crossroads and trying to figure out, did I, you know, want to have kids down the line? Did I want to pursue my career and as a filmmaker? And, you know, what came out was a story, I think, that encompasses all of those things and those various conflicts for women. And I also, I wanted to set a story in Southern Illinois, which is where I grew up. And I just had a kind of a lot of rich characters that I knew and stories that, you know, I'd heard from other people. And it was just an environment that I wanted to capture on film. So that's part of where the story came from.
So for those who, because it hasn't opened yet in Indy and we're waiting for it at the festival, tell us a little bit about Future Weather.
Well, it's a story of three generations of women in a rural town, small rural town. It could be really anywhere in the country. And at the center of the story is this pretty plucky 13-year-old girl who loves to play outside and is really interested in biology and very independent kid. And when her mom runs away from home, she is faced with how to survive on her own.
Now, since you wrote and directed this, we have to ask, this isn't autobiographical, we hope.
No, it's not. Okay. As I said, it's you know, it's set in and around an area I grew up in, and you know, incorporates a few small kind of geographical details. But it's also very personal in other ways. You know, I did not live through these events, but I certainly drew on relationships in my own life.
And your knowledge of science.
Yeah. I actually went to a math and science high school in Aurora, Illinois. It's called the Illinois Math and Science Academy. And I've always had a love for science and just wanted to get at really how creative science is and that it can just come from, you know, impulse to know more about the world.
One of the things intriguing about that, the character joins a very small science club, but the knowledge of the projects that they do and what they want to do with them is a lot more than your average teenage show in which somebody says they're either in a club or in the band and there's very little point to it whatsoever.
Yeah, I did a lot of research. I wanted to come up with a science project that a 13-year-old kid would come up with on their own, and I wanted it to be really relevant to the topic of climate change, which our heroine becomes really obsessed with when her mom runs away from home. So I did a lot of research on, you know, a concept called carbon sequestration, and it seemed to fit in perfectly with the concept of photosynthesis, which I think most school kids, you know about.
Now, where in Southern Illinois did you film this?
Well, that's the funny part of the film is we actually shot it in the Philadelphia region, which is where I had been living at the time and where I developed the film. So we found, you know, we were just really, really nitpicky about locations, and everything had to really feel right to kind of get that heartland feeling.
Well, mission accomplished on that part.
Thanks.
And also the fact that you have this is a film in which you have a teenage girl as the girl, you know, the star, the one who carries the film, who not only holds her own, but she gets to share screen time with the likes of Lily Taylor and William Sadler and Amy Madigan. How was it filming those moments?
Oh, my God, a dream. I mean, this is my first film and I love actors, and I just consider myself really blessed that I got to be able to work with such an accomplished cast. And Amy Madigan and Bill and Lily are all incredibly generous, both to me as a first-time filmmaker and also to Perla. And, you know, there was just a really great spirit on set. And I think Perla loves working with actors too. So she likes to feel a kind of family vibe, and it just all gelled really well.
It was cool to look up her page and realize that I've seen her in about four or five pictures. How did you get in touch with Perla?
We were in touch with her agent about another role in the film, and he said, you know, I have a perfect actor for the role of Lottery. And at first we thought, oh, no, this guy's going to try to package our film for us and, interfere. And we said, well, send us her reel. And we got it and saw the most amazing footage of her in this Michael Winterbottom film called Summer in Geneva. And I think she was probably 9 or 10 at the time, and she's acting with Colin Firth and Catherine Keener and totally carried that film too. So we knew we had a kid with chops.
With the likes of Amy Madigan and William Sadler and Lily Taylor, how many days did you have with each of them?
Not very many. We had a lot more than an independent film usually has because we were working with a minor. Perla was 13 when we shot, so we only had her on set for a limited amount of time. But I think we had about maybe 2 days with Bill and 4 or 5 days with Amy.
As a first-time filmmaker, what did you learn the most?
Wow, I think I learned that it's just really important to be true to your vision and listen to your gut and there's a lot of people on set and a lot of opinions and it's really high pressure and it can feel very tempting to kind of, let things go because you need to move on or, because so-and-so is an expert and they're telling you. But I found that when I really stuck to my guns, I ended up being really happy with the results.